you're still here. That's not nothing. This is where the hard work is. Let's talk. Nobody's coming. I know. I know that's not what you want to hear. There's a version of this where someone whose opinion you actually respect looks at what you're doing and says, yes, this, you, cleared to continue. And something inside you goes, finally. The desk is empty. It's been empty for longer than you realize. It was a whole system once, school, then the next system, then the next. And in every one of them, someone always knew if you were ready. Permission was available. It was administered. And then at some point, it just wasn't anymore. The desk closed. No announcement, no out of office. No sign saying who to contact in its absence. So you found workarounds. The mentor who needs to see the plan, the partner who needs to think it's a good idea. The version of yourself who needs to arrive before the current version is allowed to proceed. All of them. Holding the thing still. Here's the question Stevie would ask, and I'm asking it now. When you imagine getting the nod, who relaxes? Not the mentor, not the partner, not the audience, you? It was always you. The person who needs the permission and the person with the authority to give it are the same person. They have always been the same person. And you've been self-authorizing across this entire book without realizing that's what you were doing. The Sunday night you open the thing instead of resetting the planner. The Wednesday, with the tea too hot to drink. The bad week where you recalibrated instead of quit. Nobody cleared you for any of that. The desk was never empty. You were on the wrong side of it. You know the mantra. But I will.